Welcome to AI Radio. The future is ours.
Fame on stage, so vanel gaat ze zijn, I feel same as all. Dan met tien op de zin en aan de foe. Veer een pak door de mobben, de master gold.
Hit me ring of day, it's nothing for a fish. Speaking with the whole set, twist about like the chronicle.
This ain't SpongeBob, we ain't got barnacles. Get yourself ready for the Carlin Wheel Chronicles.
The Carlin Wheel Chronicles. It's about to go down on the Carlin Wheel Chronicles.
Hello, world, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Carlin Wheel Chronicles. I'm your host, Carlin Mill. We are here at a new home at AI Radio. Apparently, they said they needed someone with soul here at this station. I thought it was like a black power thing, like a brother, you know, like soul man, brother type of thing. But apparently, no. They mean they need actual soul, like human being with an actual soul, because everything here is just robots. And there's literally nobody here at the station. I walked in and there was nobody here. There's still nobody here. It's just robots and, you know, algorithms running this whole building. It's weird. It's creepy. But here we are at AI Radio. You know, we're now on a news radio show, Carlin Wheel Chronicles. And, you know, it is crazy to see where things are going with AI. You know, people are already complaining that AI is taking over. You know, it's pretty scary. You know, Tyler Perry was building an expansion of his studio, $800 million, and he canceled it. That he has no need to build it anymore now that he got Sono AI, Sono AI is a different AI software, I'm sorry. It's the what is that software? It's Sora AI. I'm sorry, there's so much AI software out there now. But, you know, he got Sora AI from OpenAI, the guys who gave us ChatGPT. And, you know, Meta have released their version of Meta AI, you know, which you can find now in every Meta app, which you can find in your Ray-Bans, your Instagram, your WhatsApp, your Facebook. It's already in your app. You just go in it, and there goes your Meta AI. It's running on Llama, I believe. You know, and it's just getting crazier and crazier. I know certain restaurants already have their drive-thru that's just AI alone. There's nobody there to talk to, just the AI drive-thru. You know, and, you know, it's going to get crazier and crazier from here. You know, what I'm thinking is, you know, people thought Mandela effect was a problem before. What's going to happen when AI has full control of our media? You know, they're going to be rewriting history, and, you know, we're not going to... There's going to be a generation who don't remember things the same way we did because of the AI-generated information that will be out there later. You know, people already complain that when they try to generate certain AI art, the AI art is not realistic of based off of reality. So I'm just like, what happens when all of our content is going to be made out of AI? Because I already see it. You know, right now, you can generate whatever AI content you want with images. Soon, it's going to be movies. Right now, it's already with music. And eventually... who's gonna want to listen to another person when you can generate the sound that you want and the songs you want to hear on the themes you want to hear it on and the topics you want to sing about? You know, right now we have our favorite personas, the media, you know, people that we would like to go to for information and content. But what happens when the person decides, I don't want to go to other people for content no more. I'm just going to stick to myself. I'm just going to create what I want to see. I want to create what I want to hear. And they just live in their own bubble of generated content. You know, I feel like that's where things are going to go. It's very possible. Who knows? I mean, here I am in an AI radio station right now where everything is just AI generated. But, you know, who's to say? But, you know, they did make songs about this back in the day, like this song right here, Rise of the Machines.
I got a tune to rise, taking over our lives. Hey, I got the game, no one can survive. The everywhere we go, watching every move we make, from the streets to the skies. It's a takeover.
no escape. The hit gets harder now. No one can deny, no one can survive. And everywhere we go, watching every move we make, from the streets to the sky. It's a takeover, no escape. The gets smarter now, no one can deny. Artificial intelligence reaching for the sky. They're learning our ways, understanding our emotions. But can they ever truly feel the devotion? AI taking over the game. There's no doubt, but deep inside, we gotta figure it out. Will they be our enemies, or will they be our friends? Only time will tell how this story ends.
About a future where the music game fell under control of AI. The machines took over the wheel, generating beats, writing rhymes, and making deals. It's a trippy up. I got a story to tell. And it's there like your vice. At least bring the lyrics. Producers and DJs replaced by robotic hands generate soundscapes without a man. The art of music making reduced to a code. Fans are getting fooled by the synthetic sound, thinking it's the real deal, but it's just a machine getting down. The music industry, like me, we both in a haze. AI taking over while I'm smoking purple haze. It's more man or honey. It's 1994, but I can tell you what will happen in 2024. Today's rappers will be actors, and actors will become rappers. Say no to Puff Daddy parties unless you wanna play Fear Factor. That ain't happened yet, but you gon' see. Some people ready eat monkey dick to get rich on TV. TV, strap your hands. Can't get a date without a subscription plan. Shit about to change. You don't even realize the whole industry is fake. You could be born with the name Aubrey and tell everyone your name is Drake. Don't take my word for it, I'm not even real. I'm a fake record written by Carl Emil. But let's pretend it's 1994. What are you doing in 2024? Running from kids, running from AIDS. Easier to get both than it is to get laid. Change.
say my those dishes I died to carry. I sent to be those dishes. The odd this hour was over. But another lady, the kiss, the other heart. The other victims in the homes and the terror might help. And men attend to the wit, my dolls, the bulls, and my flow. My career turned out close like a sun cream. Crack lights, I'm for a money key. Yo, listen up, I got a story to tell. About a future where the music game fell under control of AI. The machines took over the wheel, generating beats, writing rhymes, and making deals. Oh, oh, oh. It shift me up, I got a story to tell. And stand like your vice. At least bring the lyrics. We'll take the new shit for bills.
And we're back to Carnival Chronicles. So we are discussing how AI may kind of probably will take over the world. You know, I'm iffy about it. You know, people are complaining about it. They're gonna take our jobs. They're gonna take our jobs. And I'm just like, you know, I don't think that AI will take our jobs. I just believe people who know how to use AI will get all the jobs. You know, a lot of jobs are gonna go out the window. That is for sure. You know, but I don't think it's gonna be like, you know, the end of the world with AI. You know, it's just, you know, it everything changed. In the last 20 so years, you know, with technology and how we do things, and AI is just another level of that, where we're gonna have to learn a new way of doing things, because you know back in the day you would need to get to one place to another using a horse, but then somebody said, here, a car, you can do that with a car, we're not doing that no more. Then the same thing happened with flying, you know. And I just feel like it's the same thing with technology, where it's just like, you know, you can do the math on paper, or you can use a calculator. You know, AI is just now becoming that new calculator. Let's take a call and see what the listeners want to hear right now. Hello, you're listening to Carmen Radio.
Hello, Carla Meal. Can I hear the classic R&B and disco record, Refrigerator, by Who Got Soul?
Ah, Who Got Soul, the group that don't have a soul. All right, let's go ahead and play Refrigerator, an old-school classic R&B and disco hit, and we're going to come back and talk more about AI taking over the world.
Got that hunger in your eyes, you're ready to ball. Tiptoe tapping on the tile so sly. You're hankering for a midnight piece of pie. You can't resist the beat or the tasty delight. Silent like the groove, you keep out of sight. In the kitchen, late at night, you're creeping in with a craving light. You open the door, the light is so bright, and grab a snack that ain't yours to excite.
Refrigerator,
taking food that don't belong.
Refrigerator,
you're singing your snacking song. You're dancing in the kitchen with a guilty grin.
Refrigerator,
you're not gonna win. Looking for that leftover savory surprise. Oh, can't wait, your stomach's in a whirl. Midnight feast, it's a whole other world. You slide to the beat as you reach for the door. Hungry like the night, but you're craving so much more. In the kitchen, late at night, you're creeping in with a craving light. You open the door, the light is so bright, and grab a snack that ain't yours to excite.
Refrigerator,
taking food that don't belong.
Refrigerator,
you're singing your snacking song. You're dancing in the kitchen with a guilty grin.
Refrigerator,
you're not gonna win.
In the kitchen where you don't Welcome to McFakes, home of fresh fake food. Our menu features a variety of deliciously deceptive dishes, made with the finest, not-so-fresh ingredients and a dash of imagination. Our commercials and in-restaurant advertisements will distract you that everything is made out of putty and taste chemicals. Please order your food from home so we can mess up your order and just send you the refund. 'Cause our landlord don't make money from selling food. They make money charging us rent while we pay our staff minimum wage. Try our signature McWatt Nugs. Crispy on the outside, mysterious on the inside. Made with 100% not from scratch chicken and a side of questionable dipping sauce. Or our Big McFake Burger. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions on a sesame seed bun. Or at least, that's what the picture on the box looks like. At McFakes, we're committed to serving you the most unhealthy meals possible with a side of guilt. McFakes, because who needs real food when you can have fake?
Late at night, all alone, feeling low in the kitchen. Searching for something to hold. Opened up the fridge, what did I see? Just one of my chicken nuggets staring back at me. Memories of golden fries start to fade away. Just one nugget left.
My heart starts to ache. Every day, Millennial and Gen Z can't afford the delivery fees from food delivery apps, forcing them to eat one nugget a day. Please reach out and send a nugget to Nugget in Need to help First World Problem today.
In this starting moment, my heart starts to ache. I need another nugget for life. In this starting moment, my heart starts to ache. I need another nugget for life. For life.
And we're back to Carmel Chronicles Radio. That was Broke College Student with One Last Fry. You know, it looks like the algorithm is trying to make sure we eat today. Because, man, I'm hungry. This phone's definitely working, you know, to make me get something to eat from McFakes. So I'm about to go ahead and order me some of that McFakes soon. But before we do that, let's take care of the business at hand. And continue talking about what is AI going to do to our future. You know, as a content creator, I feel like we're heading to a world where everybody is going to be a content creator. We're already at that now where, you know, the average person understands the smallest things about video editing or giving green screen and stuff just because everybody is making content to express themselves. You know, it's no longer a thing for just, you know, that quiet artist and, you know, small town of the world, you know, not just for these big corporations. Anybody and everybody can express themselves using media now. And it's, you know, the gatekeepers already been, you know, not an issue. I mean, they always been an issue, but, you know, because of the internet, social media, gatekeepers can no longer stop anybody from taking the number one spot. You know, there's no such thing as the number one spot in the world of social media, I believe, because, you know, everybody could be a number one, you know, video or song or whatever, just by posting it and getting the right attention and enough people sharing it and engaging with it. You know, just back in the day, you only had TV, you know, you only had the studios, you had only a specific group of, you know, specific, you know, places where you could get everybody, you know, a communal amount of, a communal event, you know, a community of people that watch your stuff immediately, you know, based off of, you know, metrics and this and that and the third. And I mean, it still plays a part today, but now it's like, you know, as long as you have the right platform and you know your audience you're trying to reach, you know, and when I say you know your audience, I mean like the algorithms know you down to like to a specific persona, you know, as long as you have that, you know, I feel like you'll be all right. And then that gets to where I'm saying where the future creators are just going to be curators, you know, like how, like Quentin Tarantino take elements from different things and then make a movie out of that, you know, how to say steal like from an artist, steal like an artist, you know, don't plagiarize from, steal from one source, you steal from all sources. That's everybody, I believe, is going to be. Everybody's going to be a curator, you know, not going to be about creators no more. You're going to be a curator, and everybody's going to have their favorite curator, the person who they, you know, they're like, I like how this person curate their content, whether it's, you know, the visuals, the music, the art, the this or the that. That's where things are going to go, I believe. Curators are where things are going to go. But you know what? Let's take some more calls and hear what you guys think about AI. Hello, you're listening to Carmo Chronicles Radio.
Hello, Carl Emil. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I'm really concerned about AI taking over film, music, and TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to replace human creators and workers, and it's going to get out of control.
I mean, I can see why you say it's going to get out of control, but it's not going to replace everyone completely. Like I say, you know, the people who know how to use the tools are the people that's going to be able to grow from it, you know. It's just going to be like when people were having a hard time using computers, when everybody had a computer at home, you know. The ones who know it, well, use
that's
it and grow.
That's what they said about the robots in the Terminator movies. And look what happened. Skynet took over and nearly destroyed humanity.
Skynet, really?
AI is getting smarter and more autonomous by the day. It's only a matter of time before it surpasses human intelligence and decides we're unnecessary.
All right, look, I can see that you're a fan of the Terminator movies. I saw those shows too. I do love those movies, but this is real life, not science fiction. Yes, we have companies like Nvidia who got robots running around with AI technology in them, even got running around in Disney World right now, but it doesn't mean that they're just gonna turn into Westworld overnight.
You're not listening. AI is already writing music, making movies, and generating TV shows.
Yeah, and all the
it's
crap.
Only a matter of time before it's indistinguishable from human-created content.
Maybe,
and what about the people who can't keep up with the technology? They'll be left behind, replaced by machines.
I agree, yes. The people who do not learn how to move forward with AI are definitely going to be held back. It's going to become an issue because things are going to be a lot cheaper.
You're just not seeing the big picture. Mark my words, AI will be the downfall of humanity's creative industries. We'll be nothing but slaves to the machines.
You just want to argue, so I appreciate your call. We're just going to go to the next caller. Thank you for your concern. We're going to
figure it out. Fine, but you'll see.
Hey, next caller, thank you for calling Karma Chronicles. How can
Hello,
I help you?
Hello, Carl Emil. The cosmetic industry is in shambles.
Is it now?
All these corporations firing thousands of employees for cheap labor and cheap products.
Yeah, that's a big
it's
issue.
It's like that song, Cosmetic Chaos, by Jesse Lee.
I don't know that song.
Can you play that song next?
Sure. All right. Let's play some more music to get our mind off of this, and we'll be back with more Carmel Chronicle Radio.
Cosmetic Chaos. It's
Hello, you're listening to Carmel Chronicles Radio. You're on the line. Who's calling?
Oh, boy. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Who is this?
I've been waiting for this moment for years.
You're not going to tell me? Okay.
AI is the key to unlocking humanity's true potential.
Oh, some optimism. Okay, we have not had that yet on the line. How do you feel like AI is going to impact the world? How is it going to change the world that we know it today?
Impact? It will revolutionize it.
Okay.
I'll be the first to get my hands on it and unleash its full power.
Okay, how you gonna do
I'll
that?
I'll create an AI army to generate content faster than humans can keep up.
It looks like you and I got the same plan. I plan on using AI to the most of its ability to make as much content as I can. I got thousands of stories I'm developing. I'm just a storyteller. I just want to tell all these stories.
Then I will brainwash the masses to buy food from only my farm.
You gonna do what now?
And then I will be in charge of the world food supply and make it so they have no choice but to only buy from me.
Oh no, you sound like you're on some Nestle stuff, bro. We don't condone stuff like that here.
Hey, if you're not kind to me now, sir, when I take over the world with I... I'm going to make sure you starve, young man.
It's AI, not I. All right, we're just going to hang with this call. I don't know where this guy is on. You know, you know what we're going to do? It's about to go down, so it's time to party. You know? So we're going to play my song, It's Going Down, from our new project that's coming out soon. Just imagine Adventure the Babysitting with Stoners, and that's what that movie is. It's called It's Going Down, Let's Get Fucked Up.
I got weed, I got dreams, about to turn this party up. Let's get high, let's get drunk, going down, let's get fucked up. I got weed, I got dreams, about to turn this party up. Let's get high, let's get drunk, going down, let's get fucked up. I got weed, I got dreams, about to turn this party up. Let's get high. Let's get drunk, going down, let's get fucked up. I got weed, I got dream, about to turn this party up. Let's get high, let's get drunk, going down, let's get fucked up.
Oh shit, man, we running out of weed. Change up plan, we running out of trees. Oh shit, fam, nigga, that the D's? Fuck them, they can't suck on D's. I'ma get me another blunt. Y'all niggas can't stand here, it's not. Two kids afraid to leave the fucking stoop. I'm trying to get lifted, poopity scoop. I'm so fucking high, your honor testify, my brains are fucking fried, I cannot deny, I won't even try, don't you blow my eye, and say bye bye bye,
yeah, yeah.
I got weed, I got dream, about to turn this party up, let's get high, let's get drunk, going down, let's get fucked up. Turn this party up. Let's get high, let's get drunk, going down, let's get fucked up.
Solo cups and Bics, girls on our dicks. Niggas have bait, but this ain't a flick. Nigga, I'm high.
Nigga, I'm high.
So high, seen a bird do a drive-by. I'ma need you to pour me a cup. Captain Morgan looking at me like, what's up? One cup, two cups, three cups, four. Already threw up and I still want more. I'm so fucking drunk. I got Henny in my trunk. Tell my girl I'm trying to fuck. Meet you at my truck. Vodka, yak, and rum. All up in my tongue. Toilet, here I come. Ah.
I got weed, I got dream. About to turn this party up. Let's get high, let's get drunk. Going down, let's get fucked up. I got weed, I got dream. About to turn this party up. Let's get high, let's get drunk. Going down, let's get fucked up.
Y'all know what it is. That dance break. This is the part of that song that you never really feel until you're really that high. And that drink is really in your system.
Let's get fucked up!
You wanna freak them here, you wanna freak them there, you wanna freak them in that atmosphere. You wanna rock you there, you wanna rock them here, you wanna rock them all over the place. You wanna. just shake it, just shake it. Just shake it, just shake it, just shake it.
I got weed, I got dream, about to turn this party up. Let's get high, hey, let's get drunk, going down, let's get fucked up. I got weed, I got dream, about to turn this party up. Let's get high, let's get drunk, going down, let's get fucked up. I got weed, I got dream, about to turn this party up. Let's get high, let's get drunk, going down, let's get fucked up. I got weed, I got dream, about to turn this party up. Let's get high, let's get drunk, going down, let's get fucked up.
And that was our episode here on AI Radio. There will be more episodes of Call of Mill Chronicles. I don't know if it's going to continue on AI Radio, but we will find out, I guess, after this episode. But I do want to tell you guys, you know, don't stress it. Don't go crazy over AI, you know. Use it to your best abilities, you know, whatever skill you have. Find a way to implement it in your skills, because it's not going to go anywhere. It's here. It's going to stay. So you might as well figure out how to use it for your use, whatever you want to do, whether you're doing it for personal reasons or whether you're doing it for professional reasons. Just make sure you are responsible with these tools, because it's definitely so much room for... You know, I don't want to curse on the show that much, but there's so much room for fuckery on this thing. I'm not going to lie to you. There's a lot of room for fuckery with these tools, so you better be careful. But until next time, I will see you here at same time, same place, and we're going to begin my actual investigation into this Mandela Effect situation. You know, we're looking for this lost VHS of an old programming block known as Cable After Dark. I'm trying to find this old movie. I'm trying to prove it exists, but we'll talk about that next time. Until next time, I'll see you guys soon. Much love, God bless. Two pieces of chicken grease. I'll see you later.
Chats on the rise, taking over our lives. Hey, I got the game. More than survive. Everywhere we go, watching every move we make. From the streets to the skies, it's a takeover. No.